Breathe. The Stress Less podcast is brought to you by iBelieve.com and is a part of the Life Audio Faith Toolkit series. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Hi, this is Bonnie Gray, and I'm your host for Breathe, the Stress Less podcast. I'm so happy to welcome you to today's show. I am the author of Whispers of Rest and Finding Spiritual White Space, and I'm so glad that I get a chance to spend a little time with you out of your day to pause and breathe and to encourage you to rest and refresh. So you can be less stressed and more refreshed. So today, I'm so excited about our show today because it's about the antidote to stress, and it is rest, giving yourself TLC. It's become a life passion and a life message for me because as I've healed from stress and anxiety, you know, God's really shown me that rest is so, it's such a beautiful wide range of ways we can experience rest. And it's different for each person, you know, because each person's unique, your personality, your life experiences. And one thing that might have helped you feel rest and refreshed at a different time in your life may not give you the same release at a different time in your life, a different season. And so we need to continue to be curious and explore what are the ways that can really refresh us rather than, you know, just pushing ourselves even more towards burnout and discouragement. So one of the aspects we're going to talk about today that gives us rest is TLC, tender loving care. TLC is tender loving care. So how do you experience that? Last time we talked about the topic of giving yourself grace on episode 3. So that was really wonderful. That is really important because in our society, as we go out into the world, whether it's our workplace or with our children or in our marriages or in our ministries, we're serving, we're pouring out to others. And so sometimes we may find it hard to give ourselves TLC, to give ourselves grace, right? We just don't want to let anybody down. And it's hard for us to say no. It's hard for us to say no because that can cause more problems. So I understand that I'm the oldest in my family and I've grown up being the optimistic, cheerful person, and I love saying yes. But, you know, as different seasons in my life happened, I know that God is calling me to a deeper place of grace. So today we're going to talk about rest. Now, one thing that often people talk with me about or share with me as, again, I go and speak or I lead groups about exploring rest and how to de-stress. A lot of women say, well, even if I had time, I wouldn't even know what to do with my time. So I'd rather just be efficient and productive. So a lot of us feel that this is very foreign to be able to do something that feels restful to us. It's very hard to know. Maybe it's not something easy for us to figure out. Well, today I love this passage we're going to be looking at because I don't know if you've heard this. I know you've heard this verse. It's many people often give this verse in response to other believers when they express their stress. So people might say, and if you have, you'll understand this. In Psalm 46:10, people often say, "Be still and know that I am God." Be still, we're told. And know that God is God. Well, interestingly enough, we often think rest means to do nothing. And we incorrectly think that being still means an absence of movement or activity. But in fact, if you look at the Hebrew root word for be still, it means rafa. It actually means to loosen your grip, to relax. So being still and knowing God doesn't mean you do nothing. It means to do what refreshes your soul. Do what helps you to loosen your grip and to relax your heart and your spirit. So the other root word to know God is yada. Be still and know God means to personally experience God. So to know is not just an intellectual know. It's to experience that God is with you, to experience His presence. So sometimes we're hard on ourselves. We say, gosh, I'm so stressed. I just need to be still and know that God is God. Yes, but we need to know that through an experience, through taking action to help yourself relax, to loosen your grip. So that verse really changed my life. It changed my life in terms of knowing that, okay, when I'm stressed, I need to take some action so that I can loosen my grip and to experience God's love and peace, not just praying for it intellectually. Does that make sense? I hope that makes sense. I really loved learning about that. Well, Elijah, the prophet Elijah, also had the same experience. So we're going to take a look at his experience today in the scripture that we're going to rest into. You know, when you're too stressed to pray, Jesus says, lean into me. You don't have to be strong. You're loved. You're worth it. Just rest. Yeah, sometimes when we're stressed, it's hard to pray. We're overwhelmed, right? But we're going to see through Elijah, God understands that. And he has a different response to us. Not guilt, not condemning us, but let's see what God does. Well, Elijah, as you know, those of you who are familiar, he did everything he knew to do and even defeated the prophets of Baal. He was able to call down fire and beat them all, but his problems did not go away, even though he did the right thing. Stress broke Elijah's spirit because even though he did the right thing, his troubles actually grew. Jezebel had put a hit on his life. So sometimes we're often trying to do the right things and we think if I do the right things, then stress will start to diminish. But in fact, sometimes even when we do the right thing, there are still problems that may even grow. Well, listen to what Elijah says when he runs away. This is in 1 Kings 19:4. Elijah says, "It is enough now, Lord. Take my life. I'm no better than my father's." Elijah didn't want to see anybody or do anything anymore. He was totally demoralized and he was done. Then he fell asleep. But yet God did not leave him. God did not lecture him. God did not move on to use somebody else. God loved Elijah deeper and he drew him closer. Because in this place where Elijah ran away and he was in despair, Elijah woke up and he found that God placed fresh bread baking on hot stones and water that God left for him, just for him, warm bread, water poured into a jar, beautiful care expressed through handmade touches. What really drew my attention is that not only did God give him these beautiful TLC, tender loving care, he sent an angel to touch him. But Elijah was so exhausted that one touch wasn't enough because God sent the angel to touch him a second time again. So when you find it hard to pray or you feel very weary, don't be afraid. You are standing right at the cusp of who God longs to connect with, the real you. What your heart needs is God's intimate touch, to take time to rest and to be God's beloved. So maybe right now you are facing a worrying situation, or maybe you're just exhausted. Maybe you're just burnt out and you relate to Elijah. Interesting. He didn't tell Elijah, go back and go get more work done. No, God said through the angel, arise and eat, for the journey is too great for you. The angel didn't say arise and work harder. He said, arise and eat. The journey is too great.
These are the whispers Elijah needed to hear for his soul to start mending. And so I am wondering, are these the same words of love and compassion that you are longing to hear? Because those are the words God wants to say to you. God is saying to you, I know you're tired. The journey is too great for you. You don't have to be strong enough. All you need is tender, loving care. Lean into me and let me take care of you. Choose rest. So from here, I wanted to offer you the Soul Care Challenge, the Soul Care Challenge for today. We can see through Elijah, there's a few kind of TLC, and I was wondering which one you need the most today. Is it physical touch, just like the angel touched him? Is it sleep? Is it eating better? Is it physical rest? You know, Elijah had to run away. He had to go to a place where he could have space to unplug and get away. You might be needing that to physically rest, to have physical space to rest. Or you might need emotional rest. Are you longing for emotional rest, safety, to be honest and understood? Just like Elijah, you know, he said, oh gosh, it's enough. Just take my life. I'm no better than my father's. It's another way of saying things are not going to get better. They don't look like they're getting better. So maybe you need that emotional safety, that emotional rest. Or you may need spiritual encouragement, just guidance and direction. Because, you know, it was only after Elijah got this rest through eating and sleep and physical rest and emotional rest that God sent him on a 40-day journey to then go into a cave. And that's where we hear that Elijah finally heard God in a whisper, not in the earthquake, not in a fire. It said, after the earthquake came a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire came a gentle whisper. So if you're longing for some rest, to hear God's voice and direction, or maybe you're just tired, just be kind to yourself. Give yourself the TLC that you need, that God offered to Elijah, and he offers to you today. So I am wondering, what would that be for you? Well, one thing that we can do, sometimes when we are so overwhelmed with stress, we tend to ruminate. We can't get certain thoughts out of our mind or our problems. Well, here is one way that you can help yourself to let go, just like loosen your grip. Okay, TLC, right? But also by making something that uses your hands, making things with your hands. Our nervous system can handle processing only a certain amount of information before we are overwhelmed, triggering a fight or flight response of stress and anxiety. So the repetitive motions of creating something with your hands, whether it's drawing, playing music, cooking, music, oh, I already said music, photography or gardening, returns calm to your nervous system. We enter a state of what they call flow. And it's similar to meditation. It will ease stress, increase happiness, and activate dopamine. Dopamine is a natural mood enhancer. There was one study out of 3,500 people with depression. They found that 81% of them reported feeling happy after knitting. So knitting is just one example, but anything that you can do with your hands, that's going to help take you out of that place of rumination. So I hope that this sparks something in you. What do you like to do where you use your hands? It makes a difference. God gave you that desire. God gave you that interest. God gave you that joy. Go ahead and give yourself permission to be able to give yourself some TLC. So I hope that this starts opening up some new movement and encouragement for you. And I like to just have us in just really sink into a prayer. This prayer is so beautiful. It's from one of my favorite verses in Deuteronomy 33:12. This prayer sparked from reading this verse. It's one of my favorites about rest. Let the beloved of the Lord rest secure in him, for he shields him all day long, and the one the Lord loves rests between his shoulders. Let the beloved of the Lord rest secure in him, for he shields him all day long, and the one the Lord loves rests between his shoulders. What a beautiful imagery that we're just resting between God's shoulders, leaning into him as his beloved. Dear Jesus, the journey is too great. I'm tired. I need your touch. I have no more words. Will you take care of me? Give me courage to receive your TLC. Help me to be brave enough to rest, to physically unplug, to let someone in and feel a hug, to eat better, to find emotional relief, to sleep, maybe cry, or soul search. Thank you for always staying with me, loving me unconditionally. Amen. Well, dear friend, I hope that you have felt the touch of God as you reflect then on the fact that you are God's beloved on today's Breathe Stressless podcast. And I can't wait to share more with you next time. I hope that as you are taking in these pauses, that you're getting excited to know that you are worth loving. And I want to keep on encouraging you. I have a weekly newsletter that I love sending out where I share what refreshes my heart as I go along my daily life, and I want to encourage you with what encourages me. So just go ahead and sign up for my weekly newsletter. Go to thebonniegray.com. You'll see a big subscribe button and you'll be able to get my weekly newsletter. And you'll also get access to links to the different articles that I talk about on this podcast. I'll share these links with my readers. So you also will be able to get access to those when you sign up to subscribe to my newsletter. Grab a copy of my book, Whispers of Rest, 40 Days of God's Love to Revitalize Your Soul, and you'll get more soul care tips and encouragement from God's loving word. And make sure you hop onto Facebook and Instagram with me. I'd love to connect with you there and encourage you. Remember, you're loved, you're cherished, you're worth it. Just rest. Okay, see you next time.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Breathe, the Stress Less podcast, a production of lifeaudio.com and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to your favorite podcast app and leave us a review. It really does help people find us. To learn more about Bonnie Gray or to check out any of the resources she mentioned in this episode, just head over to her website, thebonniegray.com, or check out our show notes. This episode was produced by me, Kelly Givens, and edited by Stephen Sanders. A special thanks to our executive producer, Stephen McGarvey. For more Faith Toolkit podcasts, head over to lifeaudio.com.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Have you ever felt conflict between your faith and feelings? If so, you're not alone. My name's Carly Mercouillard. I'm a licensed therapist and the host of the Therapy and Theology podcast, where we explore popular topics and questions related to faith, feelings, and spiritual formation. I want to invite you to join me every Thursday as we fearlessly name the complexities of our reality, grow in the awareness of who we are, and rediscover the power and purpose of our unique stories through the lens of the gospel. Subscribe today at lifeaudio.com.
Hi, I'm Zach.
And I'm Randy.
And we're from Salty Saints Podcast. We're a theology and apologetics podcast.
To find out more, subscribe at lifeaudio.com.